Down to Business with Bobby Kerr.
Brought to you by Bank of Ireland
on News Talk.
Now, today I'm out and about in County Wicklow. I'm visiting a truly remarkable social enterprise. It's called Festina Lente, that helps people through both horses and horticulture. To find out more, I'm delighted to be joined by Jill Carey, who's the CEO. Good morning, Jill. How are you?
Good morning. I'm very well, thank you.
Now, you've got to explain to us what we got going on here, because as I drove in, there was an equine feel about the place. I saw a couple of horses, but you're more than just equine. Is that right? You're also horticulture. Maybe you should do a much better job than I would about explaining who you are.
No, that's a perfect start to it. So I suppose in essence what we do in Festina Lente is help people improve their quality of life, whatever that might be, through the medium of horses and horticulture. And as we know, horses and horticulture are for everybody. So for example, in our horticultural end, we work with children in deaf schools, we visit nursing homes, we work a lot of people who are in transition. In the equestrian area, we probably are a bit larger, although the horticultural area is fast increasing. So we work with children perhaps of 18 months old with cerebral palsy who can improve their physical well-being through the natural movement of the horse. We then have a lot of children who come into us who might be experiencing a lot of anxiety, and we work with them through the medium of equine assisted learning. We have a lot of pony camps, we do mainstream riding, we do group lessons. We also work with a lot of children who would be experiencing a lot of social, emotional and behavioural issues. And so as part of their timetable in primary school, they come in and they learn about social and emotional competencies through working with horses. And of course, we're not just confined to where we are right now. So for people who, for whatever life circumstances, aren't able to come out to us on site, we have an outreach programme. And so working with two pairs of miniature Shetlands, Alana and Shear from Bob and Sean, we visit places like St. Patrick's Mental Health Hospital, St. James's, St. John of God Hospital, nursing homes for people with dementia, schools located in areas of socioeconomic disadvantage. And in essence, anybody who, for whatever life circumstances, as at this moment in time, cannot join us here.
What is it about the horse, Jill, that makes it so special in terms of the assistance that it gives all those all those different cohorts that you mentioned there?
Well, I suppose in the natural movement of the horse, we know that movement of any sort promotes the neuroplasticity in the brain, which helps the learning. So the natural movement of the horse, it's multidimensional, it's not just one movement. So there's a significant amount of impulses going into the human body through therapeutic riding. Because therapeutic riding is managed not on a saddle and stirrups, as a lot of people might know, but more there's a roller and a pad, so you're getting a significant movement of the horse's movement into the child's body or the rider's. In relation to the groundwork, it's really about how the horse as a prey animal is constantly on the lookout for danger or for anything that might be a threat to them. So being a prey animal, they're constantly in the moment, whereas human beings tend to be a little bit ruminating about the past or projecting into the future. And so it provides people with multiple opportunities to be able to regulate their behaviour, change their behaviour and such a way that impacts on the behaviour of the horse in a positive way.
And how do you select the horses? What qualities do they need?
Well, ironically, when we have like staff and induction, we actually have an induction pack for the staffs that come in. But, you know, to be honest with you, the staff are so experienced here that we know fairly well within about 24 hours whether there's going to be a fit for our organisation.
Okay. So there's a lot going on in terms of the size of how many acres have you here? I see stables and there's lots of activity, which is, you know, all sorts of different activity I noticed when I was walking in.
So one of the things you probably would have noticed also is that we have a lot of young students on the yard, and we run an equestrian vocational training programme. And this programme is funded through the Department of Education as a specialist provider. And we have 16 students on that programme. And at the end of 3 years, they graduate with a full award, major award of horsemanship skills. It's level 4 QQI programme.
Right.
That's another programme. But then apart from that, we work with about 300 people every week, either between our on-site activities, our outreach activities, or the various specific targeted programs that we actually provide here.
And you've got 64 staff, 55 volunteers. So that's over 100 people here on the ground at any one time.
At least that, at least, because then we have a lot of visitors who come into the garden and we have a lot of people who come to visit. But then we also provide QQI Level 6 accredited training for adults who would like to train to become facilitators of either the therapeutic riding or the equine-assisted learning or the social and therapeutic horticulture. So not only are we service providers, but we're providers of educational programmes. And so far, we've probably trained about 350, maybe 400 people who at this point in time, the majority of whom will be actually delivering programmes at any part in the country. And in top of that, we actually have people coming from abroad to attend our educational programmes.
Fantastic. Now, we're going to go out and look at something in a minute, but I'm told that you're moving to, or you're about to move to a new home in Kilpeder. What's happening down there?
Well, that's incredibly exciting. So we purchased a site down in Kilpeder. It's a 44-acre site. We've put in a new avenue, which was a condition for planning. We're about to start the cut and fill on the 5-acre site, which is the actual building site for our new project. And then that leaves different spaces for constructed wetlands, for beautiful gardens, for hacking out. And we want to put in carriage driving to make equestrian available for people who might have mobility challenges. So we'd hope to move there in about 2026.
Okay. Now, what are you going to show me now in the next part of our visit here?
So I'm going to show you an amazing horse called Troy. Troy is a mechanical horse who is absolutely unbelievably helpful for people who want to start riding or maybe who are a little bit nervous to ride and just want a very gentle introduction to riding.
Now, we've just entered, I'm going to call it a stable, but it's a very cool place that houses a mechanical horse who's called Troy. Jill, tell me more.
So Troy is a mechanical horse, and the reason that we bought Troy in the first place was for people who might be a little bit nervous riding or possibly people who would like to perfect something specific to their own riding. So as you can see, Troy's in this particularly high-ceilinged room because he's on a plinth and there's mirrors left and side so that people can adjust their position. So the idea is that in our new facility, we'll have a number of these horses to really make it available to people who really want to learn how to ride in a slow and steady way. So this is Troy.
And I'd say the likes of Troy don't come cheap. So is there an ask out there in terms of maybe getting some contribution?
Well, certainly nothing in equestrianism comes cheap, Robert. So yes, the Troys that we're looking at are approximately €25,000 each.
Okay. Now, well, let's engage with the said Troy. Hello, how are you?
Hi there, good, thank you.
What's your name?
I'm Tara.
Tara, how are you? Now, can you walk me through this? I'm a bit nervous on the horse. I was thrown off a donkey when I was about 4 years of age and I haven't been back, I haven't been astride a horse since. So what are we talking about here?
Okay, so I'll talk you through it as we go. So if you want to slowly come up onto these steps. Perfect. And then if you want to put this hand there.
Yeah.
Pop your left foot in.
Well, that's a stirrup, is it?
Yeah, that's your stirrup, and then you're going to come up and onto the saddle.
Whoa. Right.
Okay.
Hold on, I'm putting get into my other stirrup. Right. Okay, folks, I'm on the horse. Here we go.
Okay. So
right.
Troy has 5 different speeds, so if you're ready, he's going to start to walk.
Okay.
Now, if you pull them back, he's going to stop like that.
Okay.
So you have to kind of keep it nice and relaxed there.
Okay.
And we're going to walk on again.
Right, here we go. Okay, so you just got to get the rhythm and the movement.
That's it. So Troy's great because he can teach people to follow the motion of the horse. And so you can feel it like a horse is walking there.
Okay. So far, so good, folks.
Do you want to go a bit faster?
Yeah, let's give it a go.
Okay, so then we have the next one, which is a sitting trot.
Wow.
So you're going to have to sit up a bit taller there.
So I still haven't pulled the reins to get him to stop.
That's it. Do you want to go a bit faster?
Once more, and that'll probably do me.
Oh, Jenny. That's the canter.
Right, we're still on board, folks. We haven't fallen off yet. And we're cantering with Troy. This is amazing. Thanks very much, Tara.
No,
we can slow him down again there, and I'll.
Do you want to squeeze the reins to slow down?
There we go.
Shake nice and gently.
Oh, yeah. just yank his neck and he stops. Listen, Jill, Tara, thank you very much for joining us on News Talk today. I'm sure our listeners are going to be fascinated by this piece. So thank you both very much.
Thank you.
Thank you so much, Robert.
Down to Business with Bobby Kerr.
Brought to you by Bank of Ireland.
Saturday morning at 11 on News Talk.